The most obvious reply, that progressives were merely representing the age they lived in, fails on several levels. For one thing, the progressive eugenicists had non-progressive, anti-eugenic adversaries, premature conservatives, radical libertarians, and orthodox Catholics, whom the progressives considered to be backward and reactionary. For another, arguing that progressives were a product of their time simply reinforces my larger argument. Progressivism was born of the fascist moment and has never faced up to its inheritance. Today's liberals have inherited progressive prejudice wholesale, believing that traditionalists and religious conservatives are dangerous threats to progress. But this assumption means that liberals are blind to fascistic threats from their own ranks. Meanwhile, conservative religious and political dogma, under relentless attack from the left, may be the single greatest bulwark against eugenic schemes. Who rejects cloning most forcefully? Who is most troubled by euthanasia, abortion, and playing God in the laboratory? Good dogma is the most powerful inhibiting influence against bad ideas and the only guarantor that men will act on good ones. A conservative nation that seriously wondered if destroying a blastocyst is murder would not wonder at all whether it is murder to kill an 8.5-month-old fetus, let alone a defective infant. Mainstream liberalism is joined at the hip with racial and sexual identity groups of one kind or another. A basic premise shared by all these groups is that their members should be rewarded simply by virtue of their racial, gender, or sexual status. In short, the state should pick winners and losers based upon the accidents of birth. Liberals champion this perspective in the name of anti-racism. Unlike conservatives who advocate a color-blind state, liberals still believe that the state should organize society on racial lines. We're accustomed to talking about this sort of social engineering as a product of the post-civil rights era, but the colorblind doctrine championed by progressives in the 1960s was a very brief parenthesis in a very long progressive tradition. In short, there is more continuity between early progressivism and today's multiculturalism than we think. Here again, Woodrow Wilson was the pioneer. Wilson's vision of self-determination has been retroactively gussied up as a purely democratic vision. It wasn't. It was, in important respects, an organic Darwinian Hegelian vision of the need for peoples to organize themselves into collective spiritual and biological units, that is, identity politics. Wilson was a progressive both at home and abroad. He believed in building up nations, peoples, races into single entities. His racial vision was distinct from Hitler's and obviously less destructive, but just as inseparable from his worldview. Wilson's status as the most racist president of the 20th century is usually attributed to the fact that he was a Southerner, indeed the first Southern president since Reconstruction.